Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air until one. It is the 19th of December now. It's a Friday. It's the official wind down day for the season. I know what you're up to. You're preparing the old sneaky sideways exit from work, aren't you, later on? Maybe you're working from home today in your pyjamas already, yawning and refreshing your I'm online, I swear, meetings thingamabob. We know what you're doing. She and nullagy, as we learned this week. You can do what you like with that phrase. You can do whatever you want. Ah, sure, it's nullag. She and nullag. As you were on the WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32, and for your longer letters you can email Oliver at rte.ie. Now, we've loads to do today. We have a competition on today's show, a two-night stay in a swanky Cork hotel. Some would say all Cork hotels are swanky, but this one definitely is. Damien Lawler is going to be here to talk us through the local stories that prove this year's club championship in its various forms could be perhaps the GAA's greatest contest of all and of all time. It's been a wild couple of weeks, and more to come in January from literally all the corners of this fair land of ours. We're going to be celebrating a band that's 50 year now in the music business. There will be Midlands accents. I'll say not now till you hear more. You know what we're talking about, some people will do. And our visiting critics, because it is a Friday after all, will be Foyle Arms and Hogg, comedy icons of Ireland. Probably among the most successful Irish comedians who've made it around the world. They've cracked the code of a show that can travel, of the comedy that can go anywhere in the world. That's why they've been doing it. Very busy. But for us, they've been in the Irish Sea, reviewing for you the perishing sea bathing experience that is getting into the territorial waters of Ireland in December. Great risk to their fertility, I would imagine. 51551 is the text. Is that too much? That was too much, wasn't it? 11:05. What am I doing? It's wind down day. It's allowed. It's allowed. I'll tell you now, because the forecast from Met Aaron is out for Christmas week. Now, for the weekend ahead, prepare for the word unsettled a lot. You're going to hear the I feel unsettled at the best of times. But what it means weather-wise is lashings of rain one minute when you're just looking out. And then when the mood takes you and you just want to go out for a little bit of a walk, it'll be raining, it'll be a bit of wind, it'll be lovely and sunny for a second, it'll entice you out, then it'll lash you with the wind. That's unsettled. Very, very cold. It's a very fierce wind chill today in Dublin, I can tell you, and it's very windy. But it'll be very cold across the country Saturday night into Sunday. Lowest temperatures of -2 to +2 degrees, freezing and showery on Sunday. I'm kind of, you know, not giving the word for word better in case you realise. Showers then on Sunday, frost and ice in places in the morning. Tuesday, more or less, I say Monday, Tuesday is going to be kind of wicked, wicked weather. Highest temperatures 5 to 8 degrees, not much wind about. And then rather cold for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, Met Aaron says, dry and quiet with crisp winter sunshine, frost and ice to begin and end each day. It sounds gorgeous if you're not travelling anywhere early. Hardly any wind at all. Don't forget to feed the birds. And it sounds like a lovely December. Blue skies and stars in the atmosphere and cold enough to feel like, you know, a proper decent weather. How can we prepare for cold weather conditions? Well, we let Foyle Arms and Hogg talk us through it using the medium of sketch.
Arctic winds, plunging temperatures. It's the first cold day of the year.
All right, this is it, gentlemen. This is what we train for.
Move it.
We should let the hospitals know that the emergency department is going to be overrun.
Hypothermia.
Middle-aged Irish men thinking they can ice skate. I want checkpoints posted on all major roads.
What are we looking for, sir?
Pricks buying their Christmas tree in November.
Disgusting.
Call in the reserves.
The army.
The whiskey reserves. Those bartenders are going to need all the help they can get.
Yes, sir.
I've got a report of a house already putting up Christmas decorations.
Send in the SWAT team. I want them taken down.
The people?
No, Murphy. The decorations.
Decorations, Murphy. Should I order salt for the road, sir?
No. We wait for the ice to make the first move. Then we order the salt.
But if we do it that way...
It's how it's always been done in this country.
Sir, you're not going to like this. It's starting to snow.
Oh, God.
If one flake of snow falls on Irish soil, we shut the whole place down. Schools, transport, public offices, everything.
But what if we prepared for the snow? Built better infrastructure?
I said shut it down!
Yes, sir.
What about the pubs, sir?
I'll leave them open, sir. It's only a little bit of snow.
It's all true. It's all true. And I'm sure there'll be a sliced pan in the next version of that. Another festive fare, by the way. People were texting us yesterday about the the distinct lack of mistletoe in the country, and we've been on the chase for that, so we might be discussing that as well before we get to 1 o'clock today. Speaking of the time of year, how are you wrapping your gifts, especially if your gift is just really like something that's kind of an email, a concert ticket has a QR code or something, and maybe it's flights or a voucher that you've bought online, the hotel, spa, you know, that all that stuff. It's a receipt. What are you going to do? Years ago, you might have got the physical, lovely printed ticket and you could put it in the envelope. There might have been a nice presentation box. All gone now. Unless you go and buy it in person, you'll get the odd thing. And it still has a card, and then you don't know what the value of the card. All sorts of issues here. So if you bought last minute online, how do you wrap it up? We are looking for tips. If you can make a Christmas cracker or dismantle one and put it in, would that do the job? We're looking for tips today. How to wrap up your printed A4 page. You want to have the toner now in good condition, wouldn't you? 51551 is on the text and the WhatsApp, you know by now, 087 032 32 32. Now, it is Oscar election campaign season, so you'll have big A-listers coming out doing their interviews, and on Variety, which is the big Hollywood magazine, Jennifer Lawrence has been chatting with Leonardo DiCaprio. It's called Actors on Actors. Lovey on lovey conversations, essentially. So what are the revelations here? Basically, they were just chatting about whether they watch their own films. She says to Lee, to Caprio, have you rewatched Titanic at all? And he says, no, I haven't seen that in forever. And she says, oh, you should. I bet you could watch it now. It's very, very good. And he just kind of, I don't watch any of my films. Do you watch them? You don't really watch your films, he kind of says with an art. And she said, no, because I've never made anything like Titanic. If I did, I'd watch that. And once Jennifer Lawrence says she was really drunk, she watched American Hustle to wonder if she was any good at acting. So she put it on drunk and she doesn't remember what the answer is, what her conclusion is. This is the campaign. Now, many people have been watching clips of this interview and they're convinced that Jennifer Lawrence made a very pointed reference to DiCaprio's notorious reputation for only dating women under the age of 25 in this conversation. There are stars together in Don't Look Up, which is kind of the surprise awards season film because the critics didn't really like it. He kind of looks miffed when she's talking about it and he sounds it too. Have a listen.
So a lot of the tension for me was that baby.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
You think of the tension in a film like this, you're like, okay, what's going to happen to this child?
I know.
Because she's unraveled.
Yeah. I really loved seeing you be a dad. Battle after another. I'm so sad that you don't have a teenage daughter. You look great with one.
Three of them. You'd look great with a teenage daughter. In fairness to him now, we've looked it up. Leonardo DiCaprio, 51. He's dating much older women now. His current girlfriend is 27. So they're getting old by months. Fair play to him. Fair play to him. Right, stupid story of the day. Something is moving around in space very, very close to Earth, and it could be an extraterrestrial spacecraft. Or it might be just some space dirt. A mysterious object, a controversial scientist claims, could be an alien battleship reaching its closest point to Earth today. How close is 3I Atlas, as the object is known scientifically, speeding at 130,000 miles an hour? It'll just be 170 million miles from the Earth. That's twice as far away as the sun. A hair's breadth. A Harvard University astrophysicist, I certainly won't get the degree in that, Professor Avi Loeb, told Sky News he thinks it's aliens. He says images of the object show it's an unusual tail that could come from a propulsion system. There's also nickel in its gas cloud, he says, and that's evidence of metal mining on the surface. This is all too unlikely to be chance. Is this Independence Day meets Alf? Will the Ridley Scott facehuggers be soon on the planet? Will they come in peace? Well, NASA said in reply to this claim, the object is a comet. It looks and behaves like a comet. All evidence points to it being a comet. NASA with all your facts and science, just ruining all the crack. Chris Rea has made Driving Home for Christmas song even more amazing because he's revealed that he had just been banned from driving when he wrote the classic hit. He's now 74 years of age. It came out in 1986. He originally wrote the song for Van Morrison, but I mean, Van Morrison, Christmas don't really go together because it's joy and it's Van. And Chris Rea says he believes the Christmas classic is a frustrating song, but it's also hopeful and comforting. He said to a newspaper, It's funny because I'd just been banned from driving when I wrote it, but I was feeling good at the time. People say they hear that infectious feel-good mood when they hear it. It's got a story everyone can relate to. You're stuck in traffic, all you want to do is get home, be with your loved ones. Everyone, everywhere is doing the same thing at the same time. So there's the frustration and the hope and so on. Doesn't tell us why he was banned. He also says that when he's stuck in traffic, he will sing it at other drivers when he's stuck on motorways. They love that. Well, they know who he is. He has quite a few tunes. He's known for driving home for Christmas, but there's another one. He's mad for driving, this lad. This is right. I'll give you a clip of it.
Oh, look how we'll take a good look what goes down here. You must learn this lesson fast and learn it well. This ain't no upwardly mobile freeway. This is the road. This is the road. This is the road to hell.
He's a road to hell. He kind of... He sounds very Leonard Cohen in that, doesn't he, Chris Rea? I think we'll start here this morning, why not? Such a DJ song, isn't it? Wishing you all a wonderful Friday out there as you convey yourselves and your loved ones to wherever you're going. Take it easy out there. Have yourself a good one. Take care. May all your dreams and grooviness come true. Chris Rea. Oh, yeah. Will you start the song any minute now? Here you go, Chris.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas.